You were just listening to the Christmas Symphony of Italian composer Gaetano Maria Schiassi, who lived from 1698 until 1754. In our performance, Alan Francis conducted the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle. That was an anonymous setting of Cantate Domino from 17th century Lithuania. In our performance, you heard soprano Vilma Pigagaita and harpsichordist Giedra Lukšaitė Mrazkova, and that was from the collection of the Grand Duchess of Lithuania. In just a little while, we will be going to some music of Thomas Tallis. However, before we get to that, we go to a selection by the Bohemian double bassist and composer Jandis Mazalenka. He lived from 1679 until 1745 and worked for his entire life in the Dresden court. We are going to listen now to Laudate Pueri Dominum. In our performance, we hear tenor Hans-Jürg Mammel along with l'arpa festante as the accompaniment. Once again, this is music of Jandis Mazalenka. Thank you. music of the Bohemian double bassist and composer Jandis Mazzalenka, who lived from 1679 until 1745. That was titled Laudate Pueri Dominum and was performed by tenor Hans-Jürg Hammel along with members of L'Arpa Festante. But we are going to move on now to a Harmonia Mundi compact disc devoted to Tudor music for Advent and Christmas. These performances are by Stile Antico, and from the CD we listen to a composition of Thomas Tallis, who lived from around 1505 until 1585. This is titled Videte Miraculum, and again we hear members of Stile Antico. You were just listening to music of English composer Thomas Tallis, who lived from around 1505 until 1585. That was titled Videte Miraculum, and it was performed by members of Stile Antico, and that was from a Harmonia Mundi compact disc devoted to Tudor music for Advent and Christmas. Once again, music of Thomas Tallis. We are going to move on now to a selection by the Italian organist, tenor, and composer Cristoforo Carassana. He lived from around 1640 until 1709 and was an early representative of the Neapolitan operatic school. We are going to listen now to one of his cantatas for the Nativity season. This is titled Demonio Angelo e Tre Pastori. In our performance, we hear members of I Turchini, conducted by Antonio Florio. Once again, this is one of the cantatas for the Nativity season by the Italian composer Cristoforo Carassana.
Sbarrate, sbarrate, oceani, al mio furor le porte e l'eterna clausura spalancate. Cavarate in
Parlate voi, semplicetti che siete, volete voi della comun quiete l'ordine di divertire, ma dormite a dormire, a dormire.
Di guerra,
di pace,
di morte,
di morte,
vizio e veleno,
ondeggia il torrente,
confuso in la mente.
You were just listening to music by the Italian composer Cristoforo Carasana, who lived from around 1640 until 1709. You were listening to one of his cantatas for the Nativity season. It was titled Demonio, Angelo e Tre Pastori. In our performance, Antonio Florio conducted members of I Turchini. Once again, music of Cristoforo Carasana. But we are going to stay in Italy now as we go to selections by Claudio Merulo, one of the most prestigious principal organists at the Basilica at the Basilica of St. Mark's in Venice. He lived from 1533 until 1604, and we will hear Hodie Christus Natus Est, a pair of canzonas, and finally a setting of Ave Maria. In our performances, soprano Lauro Antonaz is joined by the consort of bassoons known as Quoniam. Once again, music of Claudio Merulo.
Thank you.
music by one of the most prestigious principal organists at the Basilica of St. Mark's in Venice, Claudio Merulo. He lived from 1533 until 1604, and you are listening to four selections. We began with Hodie Christus Natus Est. That was followed by a pair of brief canzonas, and then finally what you just heard, a setting of Ave Maria. In our performance, soprano Lauro Antonaz was joined by the consort of bassoons, known as Quoniam. Once again, music of Claudio Merulo, and those selections were from a Tactus compact disc. But we are going to end this hour now with a brief selection by Polish composer Mikołaj Żeleński, whose death and birth dates are unknown. His only known surviving works are two 1611 liturgical cycles of polychoral works. And we are going to listen now to a setting of Beata Wiscera, as performed by soprano Emma Kirkby, along with members of Collegium Żeleński, conducted by Stanisław Gawoński. Music from the early Polish Baroque. Soprano Emma Kirkby and baritone Łukasz Motkowicz were featured in that performance of one of the works from the 1611 liturgical cycle of polychoral works by Mikołaj Żeleński. That was titled Beata Wiscera.